Sakanari, 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 Sakanari.
Settle in, children, for another episode of Sakanari. Oh my, you're looking sleepy.
I've got my jammies on. I mean, I'm cold because I sleep in the nudie, but...
I've told you not to come around like that anymore. It's not really bedtime. It's the time for another episode of our favourite bedtime podcast, Sakanari. This is a story called Fishermen versus Firemen. Scarborough, December 1905.
I can guess what this is about.
Can you?
Fishing people versus fire people.
Well, we'll read on and find out, shall we, children? I'm going to guess that you're probably right, but I don't know. The game between the fishermen and engineer deckhands of Scarborough and district steam trawlers was an annual fixture in the 1900s.
Wait, hang on. So one team is fishermen and deckhands.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
And the other team is...
district steam trawlers.
I mean, that's a...
Is that a person or is that a boat?
Yeah.
There's one massive boat against 11 players. It's very confusingly written, that.
Yeah.
So the fishermen and engineer deckhands are from Scarborough, by the
right.
sounds of it.
Okay.
And the district steam trawlers, I guess the district is like that part
of Yorkshire. That sounds dystopian, doesn't it?
It does a little bit, doesn't it? The district steam trawlers. Sounds like a gang from Cyberpunk. It took place on Boxing Day, providing a festive focus for Scarborough people, many of whom gave generously to charity.
Just of the Scarborough people in general?
I guess so. Not
well,
sure.
Well done, Scarborough.
Yeah, I know. Like,
they... Is that why they have no money now?
Possibly, yeah. All the money just leached out of Scarborough. The venue is Scarborough's South Sands. Goalposts were sunk in barrels. Top hats were worn.
By the goalposts.
No gospel, was that in those days? And a procession of decorated tram cars paraded through the moraine streets on the morning of the match.
This sounds like quite a big affair.
It does, doesn't it? I guess like a bit like the Boxing Day Test in Australia.
Yeah.
Just an annual event. Sounds quite nice. The rifle...
Oh, it'd be cold on the beach, though.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be blustery.
On Boxing Day.
Yeah.
That's going to be freezing. No wonder they needed top hats. The Rifle Volunteer Band played selections of music as the firemen and fishermen played selections of football.
Wait, so who are the firemen now?
I'm so lost. The Rifle Volunteer Band, so that's somebody separate. This
yep.
is a different thing. Played selections of music.
Yeah, medleys. Probably Christmas medley.
But who are the firemen?
We have not heard of them since the title.
As the firemen and fishermen played the selections of football. Now that in itself is, I don't know what that means, selections of football. But are the district steam trawlers, were they the firemen?
Are they firemen?
I guess they must be, because the fishermen are the other team.
What, yeah, what? I can't imagine, like, trawler is a... Like,
I'm sure it's a boat, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't, though, in those days. Maybe it meant something different. I don't know. In 1905, the fishermen won 5-3, but the firemen made amends by winning the tug-of-war competition held afterwards.
Okay.
So that's nice. I like that. So
It's sports day.
It is. It just seemed like a sports day, isn't it? A Boxing Day sports day. I like that as a tradition.
Yeah.
That's nice. Get everyone out of the house on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
It's good.
Out the boats.
Yeah. The 1905 game was particularly important because the remarkably fine weather helped produce record receipts. The proceeds of the game were handed over to two widows. The deceased men were John Lancaster, a well-known Scarborough cobleman. What's a cobleman? Does it mean nobleman?
Cobleman.
It's spelt like nobleman with a C. I've never heard of a cobleman
nope.
in my life. And Robert Thompson, who had been prominent in local footballing circles.
Okay.
That's nice.
That makes sense, yeah.
Bit of like a testimonial type match.
Yeah.
I like that. This unusually large gathering of trawler men also provided the opportunity for other business.
Wait, so the trawler men are back. What happened to the firemen?
Are they the firemen? It's still very unclear. Or are they like, are they putting the match on? Are they like in charge of the match?
Hosting, yeah.
Where are the firemen? You mentioned once. Burton Truefit, that's a great name, Burton Truefit, a fisherman on the Hartlepool trawler. What? Was presented with a gold watch to commemorate an occasion when he attempted to rescue a colleague at sea, diving into the seas in his oilskins and returning to the boat to remove clothing and diving again. Why did he need to he didn't get him the first time. He had to dive in again.
Dove in. Is that, oh, actually, yeah. I'm wearing all my clothes.
My oilskins are still on. I better get out and waste all this time and take my clothes off. That is such a weird...
And it was attempting to save somebody.
Yeah.
Was this. So that person's just like looking at their...
yeah. Come on, Burton. Come on. Get on with it. So he was presented with a gold watch. So the next bit. The gold watch contained the following inscription. Presented to Burton Truefit for his heroic attempt to save the life of the late George Whittleton.
Probably shouldn't have gone back to take your things off.
You still got to go watch for it. He was drowned at sea September 23rd, 1905 from the steam trawler St. Mary. And that is the end of the story.
Sleep well, children. I don't think it's Tip Mansion.
Maybe they're on drugs, so the cheese might get taken away from you.
That's just going to attract more wasps, isn't it?
See you, suckers!